All right, what's going on, everybody? Thank you so much. There you go. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Thank you so much. Okay, I was just doing a little short video on YouTube and telling everyone, or sorry, not YouTube, but on Facebook, telling everyone to join me on my Facebook page, to come over here on the Rumble and even X, because I got some important stuff that I think is important. You may not think is important. You may already feel like, well, this is old news. You're slow to the game. You may not know, this has already been happening. Maybe you already got it. No, probably not. We're all learning this together. We're all seeing what's unfolding right now. And I have to do it this way. I'm just doing a little short video on Facebook, getting everyone to come over to Rumble because of what's happening. Because of what's happening, the topics I want to talk about, you can't talk about them on Facebook. And a lot of it is because I'm talking about what these Islamic Muslim terrorists are doing. And because with the terrorist acts that they're doing, I have to do it this way. I have to talk about it this way. Are we on X? Okay. I'm not seeing it. Okay. Yep. And we're live on Rumble. So let's get right to it. Let's just get right to it here. So this first one I want to share with you before I get into these Hamas Palestinian terrorists, I want to share something with you. What happened to President Trump? This is so disgraceful. It's so despicable. The judge that refused to recuse himself because of his daughter doing this, all this demonic Democrat activism going after President Trump. He refused to recuse himself. It's her best interest for them to go after President Trump. So the judge should have said, you know what? I have to step aside from all of this. He didn't do it. The judge refused to do it. And at the same time, now President Trump's son, his son's graduation is getting ready to come up. His graduation is coming up, and the judge refused to allow President Trump to go to his son's graduation. What is that? Why won't he let it go? I mean, really, out of all of these trials and everything that they've been doing to President Trump, the judge could not give President Trump one day? Are you kidding me? One day? He says that if President Trump doesn't show up, he's gonna have an arrest record. He's gonna have an arrest warrant out there for President Trump if he doesn't show up. So no, you can't go to your son's graduation. They're doing everything they can. This judge needs to go to prison, my opinion. Alvin Bragg needs to go to prison. Fannie Willis needs to go to prison. The judge in the other case. What was the one with Mar-a-Lago, the money, the docs, all they need to go to prison. They're doing this because they're election interference. But listen to what President Trump says about them not allowing him to go to his own son's graduation.
What happened today, as you know, my son is graduating from high school, and it looks like the judge will not let me go to the graduation of my son who's worked very, very hard. He's a great student. I'm very proud of the fact that he did so well. And I was looking forward for years to have graduation with his mother and father there. And it looks like the judge isn't going to allow me to escape this scam. It's a scam trial. If you read all of the legal pundits, all of the legal scholars today, there's not one that I see that said this is a case that should be brought or tried. It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt. It continues, and it continues forever. And we're not going to be given a fair trial. It's a very, very sad thing. In addition, as you know, next Thursday, we're before the United States Supreme Court at a very big hearing on immunity. And this is something that we've been waiting for a long time. And the judge, of course, is not going to allow us. He's a very conflicted judge. And he's not going to allow us to go to that. He won't allow me to leave here for a half a day, go to D.C. and go before the United States Supreme Court because he thinks he's superior, I guess, to the Supreme Court.
It's not even, he said he's just asking for a half a day. He's asking for a half a day. He's asking for half a day. They're doing this for in election interference and trying to tie President Trump up as much as possible. This is third world nation crap. This crap happens in communist nations. This is supposed to be the United States of America.
We got a real problem with this judge. We have a real problem with a lot of things having to do with this trial, including the DA, because you go right outside and people are being muffed and killed all day long, and he's sitting here all day with 10 or 12 prosecutors over nothing, over nothing, over what people say, over what people say shouldn't be a trial. So I just want to thank you very much, but that I can't go to my son's graduation, or that I can't go to the United States Supreme Court, that I'm not in Georgia or Florida or North Carolina campaigning like I should be, it's perfect for the radical left Democrats. That's exactly what they want. This is about election interference. That's all it's about. Thank you very much.
That's exactly what it is. It is 100% election interference. They know that it's election interference. This is the reason why they're doing it. This is the reason why they're trying to tie President Trump up to keep him from being able to go out and address the issues that American people want him to address. He should be on the campaign trail. They know this. See, Joe Biden's not on the campaign trail. Joe Biden can't do it. He doesn't have the stamina. So they're trying to make it, they're trying to hem President Trump up, because if Joe Biden is not out there, we got to prevent President Trump from going out there. Are you seeing what's happening here? So if they can prevent President Trump from going out there and campaigning and campaigning and campaigning and showing that Joe Biden's not doing it, hey, they got the problem solved. This is so maddening. These people are evil through and through, through and through. I can't stand them. I can't stand them. Okay, so I meant to say this when I was live. I did a little short live video on Facebook before I came over here, and I meant to tell everybody that I'm going to open up the phone line. So if you want to give me a call, we put the number in the chat. We'll put the number in the chat if you want to give me a call, and we could talk about this stuff that's happening. We can talk about how they're attacking Christians. And I talked about it on my LFA show, about how the Palestinian Hamas terrorists that are marching around the United States of America, they're not doing this because they want to stop Israel. They're doing this because it's an attack on Christians here in America. This is not Israel. This is the United States of America. This is the United States of America. And they're here protesting against who? Christians. They're not protesting against Muslims. They're not protesting against Buddhists. They're not protesting against progressive, communist, leftist, Democrats. They're protesting against Christian, Republican, MAGA people. That's who they're protesting against. We're in a spiritual battle. The spiritual battle is to the forefront now. Most people can no longer ignore it. There's a lot of people that's trying to ignore it, but most people can no longer ignore it.
Yeah, well, for people that can't see in the chat or aren't chatting, the number to call is 319.
So if you go ahead and get a pen and paper, yeah. Go ahead and get a pen and paper. She's going to say the number again. And for those of you, or get your digital paper. I like digital paper. My producer, she likes pencil. She likes the number two pencil and paper. I use digital paper. I'm always telling her, use digital paper. She goes, I just like to write it down.
I do. I like to write it down.
So there's a lot of people that want to write it down. So for all of you that want to write it down, go ahead and get your pad of paper. You got it? You ready? Are you ready? Or even a pen. Or even a pen. Wherever you want to went. You ready? Go, Shannon.
Yeah, it's 319-527-3453.
Okay. In the future, I will have the number posted up on the screen. Okay. In the future, I will do that. Let me share one more thing before we get into some of this other heavy stuff. This is something that I didn't play earlier today. This is happening in the black church. Right? You see Joe Biden show up to the black church. You see Hillary Rodham Clinton show up to the black church. Fannie Willis showed up to the black church. Right? You get all these Democrats show up to a black church. But this is one church, Shannon, that they won't show up to. You know why? Watch.
Social justice people are just, they're fine with killing the fruit of the womb. And as African Americans, I am a black man through and through. As African Americans, if there's anyone in here who has had an abortion and you've repented, God has forgiven you of your sin. But we all need to be made aware that abortion disproportionately affects us. They want us to keep killing our children. And you know what they've done? They've opened that southern border and brought in over 10 million illegals. And And you know what? Here's the big joke. Here's what they know that we don't, even though it's right in front of our face. Those people they brought in, that they brought in illegal like that, are brought in to replace us. That's why they send the vice president.
Wait a minute, listen to this. When Tucker Carlson said that they're bringing the illegals in because of the replacement theory, Tucker Carlson, I don't ever recall Tucker Carlson talking about who they're going to replace. The left, the tyrannical left, all of them said Tucker Carlson was racist for saying that. It's the same thing that happened during slavery or right after slavery. The white Republicans would warn everybody what the racist white Democrats were doing, and then they would turn around and call the Republican racist for telling the truth. Tucker Carlson was telling the truth. This young man here, he just laid it out. They're bringing the illegals in to replace the black people that finally that's getting off the Democrat plantation. Now, listen to what he says about this evil woman, Kamala Harris.
Whoever heard of a vice president campaigning at an abortion clinic? That's never been done in the history of this country. Most of them would be ashamed of all places and talking about women's rights to do what they want to do with their own bodies. No one can do what they want to do with their own bodies. And we're really not talking about your body. We're talking about that baby in your body. We're talking about that baby who, according to scripture and according to law, is a separate human being. If you don't believe me, go out and murder a woman who's pregnant. You will be charged with a double homicide. I'm right. Praise God.
Yeah, praise God. Man. He is absolutely right.
Preach it.
Right?
I like it.
See how I set that up?
You see how I set that up? You know what I like most of all? Is he said, nobody gets to do what they want to do.
That's true.
Literally, if you're a Christian, are rules. There are commandments that you abide by. You humble yourself, right? We are the temple of God, right? Yes. He is in us.
Yep, that is true. That is 100% true.
We have a responsibility.
Okay, everybody, the phone line is open. If somebody wants to give me a call, right? We have on Rumble right now, we have roughly around just over 400 people on Rumble, and X is starting to catch up. So the number, we're going to put the number in the chat again. You can put the number on, you know, for some reason, I have to put the number differently on X. So I'm going to put it in the comments on X. So you better see the comments in there, not the live chat. You can't put it on the video on X because it just goes away. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So on X, I'm going to put the phone number there. So if someone wants to give me a call and talk about this, I would really like to hear from you. Because I believe that we're living in the last days.
I put the hotline number in a comment below the video instead of in the chat. So it just stays up there for people.
Okay, cool. Well, I played this one earlier and I know a lot of people have been talking about this. Have you seen this? Have you seen this video? I talked about this earlier, and I want to talk about it again for the people that have not seen this. Let me play this real quick, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. Okay? Listen, watch this. This is a pastor that was on stage, and he's on stage.
Tell him what happened before.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
If you let me.
Okay.
So this is a pastor. He was on stage, and he said he had to go on there and started praying because the night before, they had someone dancing, a man dancing, real prerogative, on a pole, like and looking all gay. And this is a Christian men's event.
He was a sword swallower. Yeah. So he was like entertainment.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting.
And he took off his shirt and started swinging on a pole before he swallowed the sword, which I don't know why this is at a Christian
men's
event.
I don't even know. Yeah. If this was at my church, I'd get up and I would start screaming at him. Watch.
But let me do this. I've been up since 1 o'clock in the morning. The reason I'm hoarse is I have been praying for you, and my heart is very burdened for you. And I want to be very careful with this, and it's not what I want to say, but the Jezebel spirit has already been here. The Jezebel spirit opened our event. This is a rebuke and a correction of no one. This is an observation. Before the Word of God was open, there was a platform. It was a high place. On it was a pole, an asherah. The same thing that's used in a strip club for women who have the Jezebel spirit to seduce men. In front of that was a man who ripped his shirt off like a woman does in front of a pole at a strip club. That man then ascended. See, our God is not arrogant. He doesn't ascend. Our God is humble. He descends. And then he swallowed a sword, and Jesus cried, okay, Pastor John, I'll receive that. Thank you.
I don't know if y'all can hear the people in the audience are telling him to get off the stage because they're saying that's completely wrong. What happened? It should have never happened. It's supposed to be a Christian event and they're doing this. What were they thinking? And then he's mad with the pastor for coming up on the stage and saying that he was praying. It's the Jezebel spirit. It's a total Jezebel spirit. It's completely disgusting. Okay, let's see if we can get this. I think my phone system might not be working properly, and it'd be my fault. So let's see if it's working.
This is Debbie from Vegas. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm muffled, though.
Oh, I apologize. I have to work on it, but you can hear what I'm saying, right? You there?
I'm here. I can hear you now.
Okay, cool.
What I was going to add to this conversation is that President Trump needs to announce a VP immediately, right now, sooner than later, so that VP can go out and do rallies and do things that he's being forbidden to do.
I agree.
Today in my city, the Laughing Hyena, she called it a conference. Because she could never really do a rally like Trump is doing. And she's going all over the place doing these conferences. So President Trump needs to get on board and get a VP ready.
Who would you like to see for President Trump to select as his VP?
I wish I could hear you better. You sound very muffled.
Can you hear me good, Debbie?
I can hear you now, but you sound staticky, but I can hear you.
Okay, who would you pick for VP for President Trump?
If I was to pick, I would pick Byron Donald.
Me too.
Hey, I like Byron Donald.
Yeah, and
but
you know what?
He needs to have somebody out there working for him now because this judge, and we've all seen him, he looks like the Crypt Keeper, is just not reasonable at all.
Yeah, I agree.
Not allowing him to go to his own son's graduation, that's pretty lowball. I mean, that's playing dirty pool.
I agree. But, hey, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, Debbie, thank you. Sorry it was staticky.
That's okay, but I just hope Trump announces it soon because right now he's got lots to say and people are listening. So get somebody out there if you can't do it.
Amen.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Byron Donalds is a strong candidate.
Yes, I want
like
Byron
him.
Donalds too. That
Thanks,
he is
Debbie.
My pick. Thanks, Debbie.
All right.
God bless.
We have another phone call, Will. We have Michelle from Wisconsin.
Hello, Michelle. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's kind of muffled, but I can hear you.
Okay, awesome. I will work on that. I apologize. So what do you think?
About Trump and the trial and all. So my question is, if these individual states that have no business doing this are trying to persecute and prosecute Donald J. Trump, what about the state that he lives in that should be protecting him? So where the heck is DeSantis in all this?
You know, that's a really good question. I mean,
actually, he lives in two different states, New York and Florida, and that's where the two main cases are. The Dox cases in Florida, the other cases are in New York, but then you do have the one case in Georgia where he's not a resident. That's the only one I think that's out of a state he lives in, not lives in.
Yeah, I couldn't understand you. I'm gonna hang up and listen to you.
Okay, thank you so much. Do we have another caller?
We do. Hopefully this one can hear us better.
Yeah, I'm going to have to work on this. I'm not sure why.
Okay, caller, the last four digits are 7281.
Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't really get to see the video for se. I will watch it. It's sad that these things are happening in America. But I do want to say this. As far as Trump's strongest allies is concerned, you're going to ask me who should his running mate be. I thought it should be Kennedy. For me, if Trump wasn't on the ballot, and you're going to ask me as a black conservative, who would I choose? More than likely, these two pair that people have not considered would be Jim Jordan for president and Chip for VP. I think that those guys are also strong. If we didn't have Trump on the ballot, what's happening to Trump is really, really ridiculous. The left is trying to take virtually all of his money. And we're seeing the a two-tier system here in terms of justice. I think that Trump has to strongly consider Kennedy in order to appeal to the people who are kind of moderate, where they don't want to vote for Joe Biden, but then they aren't so strong on voting for President Trump, but they will vote for somebody like Kennedy. It's sad that he can't even get the security detail that he should be able to get due to the things that has happened to his father. He should be able to have that, the Secret Service detail, and the left keeps blocking that. And I think that should be something that Trump should put as far as like his orders, as far as when he get in the White House, he should go ahead and clear it for Kennedy to have that security detail, because the left absolutely cannot stand him.
Let me ask you something.
And they can't stand him because of the truth.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it about Kennedy that you think moderate conservatives would vote for him? What policies do you think that he aligns with moderate Republicans?
Say that. Yeah, she was right. You kind of muffled. Say that one more time. What do I think that moderate conservatives will vote for Kennedy? Is that your question?
Right.
I think that Kennedy is far enough to the right, but not completely there, only because of abortion. Ridiculously, the Republicans are going to lose on the basis of abortion alone. They have absolutely no running points right now except for abortion. And it's ridiculous because, in my opinion, it's basically the people that are outraged about that are women who have decided not to even have babies anymore. Well, go figure. But it's just... That's really what's on the ballot for the left. Abortion. Literally.
That's their only thing.
Nothing else to run on.
I would agree. They have no economic policy. They don't have anything like that. But most conservatives feel like Trump. They feel like, let the states decide. And I think even moderate Democrats would be okay with that. Let the states decide.
And it really comes down to what the U.S. Constitution says. The U.S. Constitution says right. that the state should be able to decide issues like this. And it's the people, you and I, should be able to vote on it in the states that we live in. Now, a state like California, if they want to kill and murder babies and they pass that as a law, then that's California. But they want to make it the law of the land for every state for them to murder every children. Now, I like Kennedy on some things, on some issues. I like Kennedy.
Vaccines only.
But I don't, yeah, the only thing I like that he pushes, that he talks about is the vaccine. Yeah. And so, there's a few other things, but other than that, I would not select Kennedy.
I mean, his VP is literally a socialist, like an extreme socialist. She's Soros backed. So if he picks her, that's a total turnoff for me. For
yeah.
him.
Yeah, you know, it's so crazy that they are trying to, they want to make these things the law of the land when it comes to abortion. But the Supreme Court was never supposed to have those decisions.
Right.
It was
Correct.
Supposed to be in the hands of the state. The number one thing that Trump has to do, aside from strengthen our borders and make sure that we get that wall up, he has to make sure that he drives back executive powers indefinitely. We cannot have another presidential term under the left where the executive powers have been extended. This is executive overreach by far. The EPA has been weaponized. The IRS has been weaponized. The FBI has been weaponized. The number one term that Americans need to absolutely get acquainted with is something called civil asset forfeiture. Okay? And this is the situation where if the feds or anybody thinks you did something, they can just come and take your stuff. Just like that. And it's so much red tape to even get your stuff back that it's just ridiculous for EU to even try almost practically. They know that the average American does not have the financial power to fight them lawfully. And so yep. that is one thing that has to have regulations on it.
Yep.
We have to prevent the left from being able to open up the Constitution and redefine the Constitution. The Constitution does not need to be redefined anymore. And nobody needs to touch it. If we open up that door for anybody to redefine the Constitution, we're opening up the gates of hell.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, what was your first name and where were you calling from?
So I am calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, and what was your first name?
My name is Casey.
Casey. Hey, Casey, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, good points.
You're welcome.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, let me share something else with you, because this is where we're becoming. This is what the world is coming to. This is what the United States of America has come to. These are Hamas Palestinian terrorists burning the American flag in the United States of America. All of this is connected. All of it's connected. They're going after President Trump because President Trump, remember President Trump when he was in the Oval Office, what did he do several times, Shannon? He had pastors and preachers praying over him.
Oh, all the time.
They were laying hands on President Trump.
Actually, he had
all of
prayer,
this is connected.
He had prayer every day before they started their workday.
All of this is connected.
Yeah.
They don't want God anywhere close to the White House. Watch this. Look at this. And y'all see this? Look, I want to bring it back just a little bit here. They're burning the American flag. And look, what do y'all see right there? What is that right there? That's a pro-Hamas Palestinian flag. Right there. So burning the American flag in the United States of America, they call that free speech. But if you burn this pro-Hamas Palestinian flag, you know what they'll call that? Hate speech. They'll call it hate speech if you burn that flag. And that pro-Hamas Palestinian flag, that flag represents the destruction of America. While they're burning that flag, how disgusting is this? Look at this. How disgusting. I got another
one.
I got another one I want to share. Yeah, look at this one. Yeah, here's the one. Watch this. Look, watch this.
Oh, shit! Your shirt!
Death to America!
Did you hear what he said? Why they were burning it? Listen, listen, listen closely, everybody. Listen.
Oh shit! Your shirt!
Death to America!
He's screaming death to America. And these people are in our country. The terrorists are here. Joe Biden flew 320,000 illegals into the country. How many of them were terrorists? How many terrorists have crossed the southern border? A lot of the terrorists that crossed the southern border, they asked Mayorkas, where are they? And he said, I don't know, because they let them into the country. And they were actually on the terrorist watch list. They didn't deport them to Guantanamo Bay. They let them into the country.
Who did that?
At least the cops took this one out. So they're walking around trying to figure out who set it on fire. Right? It was his flag. The guy in the shirt was holding the flag. Someone set the flag on fire. So it was he was the one holding it. He didn't set it on fire. He was holding it. And one of these pro-Hamas Palestinian terrorists came up there and set the flag on fire. Which brings me to San Francisco. This is the Golden State Bridge. I always wonder why the Golden State Bridge never looked golden. But that's what they call it. I guess because it's the Golden State per se.
Yes, the Golden State.
But it's the Golden State Bridge, right? So this was happening on here. And the guy that's walking right here, I'm wondering who he voted for. I'm just kind of curious. I would love to ask this gentleman a question. Who did you vote for?
And isn't it weird how the people that are protesters are always weird looking? They're always weird looking.
Liberals, progressivism, you know what it is?
They have a weird look.
It's a demonic spirit.
Yeah, demonic.
That demonic spirit affects them, and they all have that certain mannerism, that certain look about them.
And they put those masks on now, right? I think, to just hide their face.
Right. But. So I'm just kind of curious. The guy right here in the blue jeans and in the blue jacket here, who did he vote for? You'll see why I'm asking that question. Watch. See, they're in the road. He's wanting to get to where he needs to be.
They're surrounding him.
He's in California. They're surrounding him, and he's telling them to get out the way. So I asked the question, who did you vote for? Where's Gruesom Newsom in all of this? Where's he at? Gavin Newsom, nowhere to be found. Oh, this is nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Really? Really? Oh, my goodness. No, listen to that.
Just talk to them. Don't shove anything.
I'm not shoving anybody. I'm getting out of the fucking road.
You just assaulted us. We just
thank you.
Free Palestine.
And now the cops show up.
Just standing around.
Yeah, and the cops just walking around like they're lounging. They're not preventing people from getting out the road.
You know why? Because if you touch those people, they go, oh, you assaulted me.
Yeah.
It was
you hurt me. You hurt me. And wah. Little tyrant children.
I'm so sick of this. Yeah, stop the world for Gaza is what they're saying.
Yeah, here's an aerial shot of the same thing, right?
So that's why there was protests at
O'Hare. Look at the cops.
There was protests in New York.
This is not how you protest. You should be arrested. You should go to jail for this crap.
Will, you and I know the traffic on that bridge is no joke. Right, and so
I've been on that bridge multiple times.
For some people, that's their only way home is going over that bridge. There's no other way, and so
unless you go an hour south or an hour north because of the traffic already jammed up. So this probably caused more traffic.
Oh, horrendous!
Stupid traffic because you can go towards Oakland, right?
Yeah.
To go across. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. This is an aerial shot. And the cops are not arresting them.
Yeah.
Why are the cops?
I mean,
the
San
cops
Francisco,
should be.
So.
You know, I'm not a violent person, but you know what? The cops should be taking billy clubs to them. Tase them. Tase them, bro. Tase them, bro.
I mean, they're such
and
young people.
And stop the world for Gaza? Really? This, yeah. You know what? This they can care less. They can care less. This is an attack on Christianity. That's their target here in the United States of America. If they want to protest for Gaza, for the Gaza Strip, get on an airplane and go over to Israel.
Yeah.
Go to Gaza. Protest there. I mean, seriously, I think you would bring more attention to yourself if you went there and did it. Go there. Hold the sign up there. But see, they want to do it here. And the reason why they're doing it here is because they want to protest against conservative Republican Christians. That's their target here in America. How many of y'all believe right now? And I'm looking in the, someone says speed bumps. Yeah, thank you. How many of y'all looking in the chat right now? How many of y'all think that this is not, or how many of you think this is an attack on Christianity here in the United States of America? Because this has nothing to do. They're not protesting against Muslims here. They're not protesting against Buddhists. They're not protesting against progressive, communist, socialist, Democrats. They're not protesting against Gavin Newsom by doing this. Who are they protesting against? Those of us that support Israel. Those of us that believe in what the Holy Scriptures tells us. That's who they're protesting against. Am I wrong? Y'all let me know. Because the stupidity needs to end. It needs to end. But you know what? They're going to continue down this path. And only way I think it's going to end is with total chaos. And they want the total chaos. They want to fight Christians. They're trying to push our buttons. Because how many of y'all would stop? You see right there, you see the traffic? Left hand side showed you the bridge, San Francisco. And on the right side is New York. Watch this.
Feel very deeply for all those people who are trying to get to work or trying to pick up a kid. Very worried about the diversion of police resources when it needs to be stopping crime in cities like San Francisco, where firefighters are having to go there when they might have calls for fires out. I have to say, Sandra, I agree with you that you have to get to these criminals early. If something like this happened in Arkansas on a bridge there, let's just say I think there'd be a lot of very wet criminals that have been tossed overboard, not by law enforcement, but by the people whose road they're blocking. If they glued their hands to a car or the pavement, well, probably pretty painful to have their skin ripped off. But I think that's the way we'd handle in Arkansas. And I would encourage most people anywhere that get stuck behind criminals like this who are trying to block traffic to take matters in their own hands. There's only usually a few of them, and there's a lot of people being inconvenienced. It's time to put an end to this nonsense.
Time to put an end to this nonsense. I like the
agree.
Way he thinks. Yeah. Tom Cotton, I like the way you think.
Yeah.
I like the way you think. If they're going to glue their hands to the street, leave part of their hand on the street.
And you know what?
I'm not a violent person, but when you play stupid games, guess what? When you play stupid games, you win stupid
awards,
prizes.
You do. Like, you what? Win. You know what, Will?
Same thing.
I don't know if everybody heard this. I haven't seen it on Fox News yet, but Israel did announce today.
Oh, yeah.
That it will respond to the Iran missile attack as airlines cancel flights to the region. So Israel's saying, we're not saying how we're going to attack them or when we're going to attack them, but they are going to hit Iran back. And well, I have a question for you. You know, Iran, they're saying, pretty much drained what they had on Israel. They thought that they were just going to get Israel.
They sent 300 something, and I've heard mixed reports on that. They did 300 and something drones, but Israel is saying, and other sources that I've seen are saying that they have thousands of these drones. Because remember, Joe Biden
is funding
Iran.
Correct.
And Iran has been sending drones to Russia as well.
Right.
So Russia's getting drones. They have drones. they're not going to shoot all of their drones in one night, in 2 days. Yeah, they're not going to. I've seen reports where they have thousands of these drones. Mm-hmm. This was a test run for Iran.
My question
Israel
is, though,
knows that this was a test run. Yeah. And if Israel does not retaliate, they're going to regret it later on.
Yeah, I guess my question is where do we go from here? Because now we have that, you know, Israel showed that they can fend off Iran. Now, unless other people get involved with Iran, I'm not talking about Hezbollah, I'm not talking about, you know, Hamas, because they're actually extensions of Iran, right? But if other countries get involved, it could escalate to a bigger thing. But my question is, if Israel hits Iran, how well will Iran do? Israel fared pretty good last night. They only had some minor damage, right? But could Iran sustain a similar attack from Israel?
No, not at all. Because Israel, right? they have the state-of-the-art jets.
They do.
They have state-of-the-art missile system. They have state-of-the-art laser system. Mm-hmm. They could cripple Iran within 24 hours.
I mean,
they could cripple them dramatically.
Their intelligence is
that's
highly
what I'm saying. They could cripple
regarded.
Them within 24 to 48 hours. They could cripple them a lot. What I would believe happen, what I believe could happen,
right?
Israel does this attack, and then because Iran is getting bombarded, getting overwhelmed, they're going to reach out to,
Russia, China,
or even Venezuela, some other rogue communist nations to help them out. Because they're going to say, well, the United States is helping them. We need your help. We're your ally. So the conflict, as soon as Israel retaliates, I think it's going to be game on for
real. And, you know, if you guys don't know, China actually came out in support of Iran hitting back at Israel. They said Iran had a right to retaliate. So that's basically saying they're taking a side, right? Because China knows that Hamas is a part of Iran. They know that their Hezbollah is being funded by Iran, right?
Yeah.
They know all this.
Yeah, yeah.
But yet they called out Israel saying Iran has a right to attack you. That's taking a side for China. So, what's going to happen next?
Yeah.
And by the way, Iran actually, because thanks to Joe Biden, gives gas to China. That's where they get a lot of their money from, China.
Yep. They're doing their,
so
they're doing
Iran's
their gas
hurt,
resources from China.
China's going to be like, now you're hurting us.
They have a trade agreement between them. Again, Israel, when they retaliate, I believe it's going to be game on for real. And I think because Israel's going to hit them so hard, because they have to. They have to. They have to hit them hard and say, don't ever do this again. Because they can't. Iran, their problem is they were toying. They shouldn't have toyed. Because you had all these people and they say, oh my goodness, Iran, they did a great job. They attacked them. But, you know, when you look at it, like, no, they didn't. If anybody, Iran was attacking Israel, and Israel was just, okay, I'll take this one. I'll take this one. I'm going to play with you right now. But the parent is about to step in and spank that butt.
And you know what's interesting to me, which is a total joke, is Biden, right? He came out to Iran before Iran attacked Israel and said, don't attack Israel. And Iran attacked. And now he tells Israel, don't you retaliate. And Israel's saying, we're retaliating.
Yeah.
So that just shows you the influence Biden has. He has none.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about Biden.
No one cares.
They're both using him, by the way.
And the reason why they're doing this is because Joe Biden is weak.
Yeah.
He's 100% weak.
Completely.
So they see that no one's going to stop him from doing this. No one's going to stop him. They're not going to be stopped from doing it at all. That's the reason why they're doing this right now. No one's going to stop them. Not at all. Okay, I want to play something else for you. While these pro-Hamas Palestinian terrorists are marching the streets of the United States of America, you have people like Bill Barr not saying anything about it. I don't hear. Maybe he says something later on. I haven't heard him say anything about it. But what's interesting to me is that him and his lady here are suggesting that MAGA Republicans are anti-intellectual. This is the same people that don't know what a woman is. This is the same people that believe a man can get pregnant. But they say that MAGA is anti-intellectual. You don't believe me? Watch.
And I feel like, to your point, Bill, the socioeconomic disparities are a lot, and class resentment is a lot, what, and anti-intellectualism and elitism is what is driving many of these anti-establishment, which are Trump voters, right, or anti-establishment, absolutely, voters.
I mean,
you say we're anti-elitism?
She says anti-intellectual and we're anti-establishment, right? You know, the whole establishment wanting, you know, world government. They want control. They want everyone. But I mean, we're all, but she's trying to say that we're not intellectual. Yeah. We don't have understanding. This is typical from liberals because, see, they believe they have all the answers. They know what's best for everybody. I'm going to tell you how to live, how not to live, how to think, what to think. This is a woman. When he has a pair, right? Or telling you that cut the genitals off of this little boy, cut the breasts off of this little girl because of their feelings, and even as adults they're pushing this crap. These are the same people, again, that can't even tell you what a woman is, but we are the ones that's not intellectual, or we're anti-intellectual.
So I think that is a huge problem that we have to address. I mean, globalization and, you know, the transition from an industrial to a technological society. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been jealous of what someone else has or resentful. It is such a corroding and bitter, almost vile feeling.
Right.
What is she talking about?
I guess she's saying that she's jealous of MAGA Republicans because we don't buy into the la-la land, to the stupidity. I mean, what else would it be? I believe 2 + 2 = 4. And no matter what, 2 + 2 = 4.
I mean,
if I feel differently about
Bill Maher, you know, you attract things that are like you. He attracts idiots. And so that only leads me to believe that he's an idiot. Because these people, I mean, honestly, do you think standing on a bridge at rush hour for an enemy of your own country would get you? So is that intellectual? Liberals are not, they're not intellectual. What are you laughing at?
Because liberals are stupid.
They're stupid.
I mean, really?
Yeah. You always say it, Will. They're so childish.
They are 100% you know, childish.
They throw a fit. They, I mean, it, you know what? I can honestly say, I listen to Pelosi, I feel dumber. I listen to The View, I feel dumber. I listen to Hakeem Jeffries, I feel dumber. I listen to Schumer, I feel dumber. They literally have dumbed down America. And they're doing it on purpose. The liberals, under the liberals, they're perfectly happy with the child thinking that 2 + 2 = 5.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. You know what? Talking about dumbed down, here's a prime example of this. And I wasn't going to play this, but since we're like on the subject right now, I think this is perfect for me to do this. Talking about dumbed down. Look at this. This is so amazing. And they try to talk about MAGA Republicans not being intellectual. You can't make this up.
Women and girls disproportionately bear the burden of climactic events.
Now, what kind of climactic events is she talking about, Shannon?
This is a perfect example of an idiot liberal. She says that climate change disproportionately affects women.
What was it? Katie Urich, is that her name? And yeah. Bill Barr was just talking about the MAGA intellectual, that they're anti-intellectual. Listen to what their leader is saying, one of their leaders.
They are more likely to be affected by natural disasters, and particularly by extreme heat. Extreme heat is becoming one of the biggest challenges to everyone, but particularly to women, and particularly to women in the global south who work in either positions outside in the informal economy. They're in fields, they're in factories, they're in markets, they're doing all kinds of work that becomes absolutely impossible if temperatures get to 40, 50 degrees centigrade. And we're seeing and beginning to pay attention and to count and record the deaths that are related to climate, and by far the biggest killer is extreme heat.
She's saying extreme heat is killing women, girls and women, not men. I guess men, we're exempt from the extreme heat. So we go outside and it's just really hot. We just say it's hot and we don't die. But women, you can't be outside any longer. You can only be in the house. So you need to stay home and make a sandwich.
I mean, you have to
I mean, how else do you fix it? Because she's saying that women shouldn't go out and work.
Okay, so I have to say something. You take on heat way better than I do. So that's for sure. I will fall out way before you do.
But my problem is to say that women and girls are dying because of the weather.
Yeah, I think there's other factors. But the thing is they want victims. In order to say we need this climate agenda, we need victims, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they're creating victims. Women, you're victims.
Yeah.
You know, all these people from these poor countries, victims. That's why we have to open up our border. How many times are they saying, oh, the reason why we have all these people, you know, going to their countries is because of climate change, because they're victims.
Exactly. Exactly.
When honestly, that's not why a lot of these people are coming. Beyond, honestly, when they come across the border and they say, why are you coming? Nobody says because of climate change. I mean, nobody
no
says
one
that.
Is doing it. Yeah, but nobody they but that. They use climate because they're idiots. Okay, hey, everybody. I see we have 75 thumbs up on this video right now. Can we get at least 25 people to hit it?
Wow, we almost had 600 people on here, too. I can't believe we're not getting more.
Yeah, can y'all please hit the thumbs up?
King Watts said menopause is caused by climate change. Oh, King Watts, that is so funny. You know what? I have to say, we must be of the same mind. Because how many women, especially if you're going through the change of life, you've experienced that menopause hot flashes.
It's because of climate change.
You know, it's not fun. But
because of climate change. Even though it was, you know, 200 years ago, and women were going through it then because of climate change. Women were experiencing climate change 200, 300, 400 years ago before we got to this point.
Well, I mean, the climate's always changing, right?
Yeah, so, it changes at least four times a year. So please, I'm asking everybody, hit the thumbs up on this video. If you haven't created, now it's at 80. Please hit the thumbs up. If you haven't created a free Rumble account, go ahead and do so you can participate in the chat and so you can hit that thumbs up. You hitting the thumbs up, it helps the algorithms for my video for more people to see the video. So please hit the thumbs up on the video. Please hit the thumbs up. Okay, let me tell y'all something. Let me bring something to your attention. You know, for those, many of you know what Facebook did to me. Facebook allowed my page to get hacked. And personally, I think it's an inside job. The people that hacked my page, they're from Pakistan, India, right? The people that hacked my page, Pakistan, India. When I talk to people at Facebook support, guess what? They're Pakistan, India. And it's happening to so many people on Facebook. I mean, a lot of people. They're going to destroy Facebook. Facebook used to be a pretty awesome place to be, but they're destroying it.
Completely. And you know what, Will? It's going to take somebody that sues them to uncover everything that's happening. And that's one reason why we're motivated to do our lawsuit against social media injustice, which is on our front page.
Yeah, it's on the front page of my, because I actually have a You know, I was doing the whole service plan with Facebook to help prevent this, and they still allowed it to happen, and then they just let my page get destroyed. Yeah. Even my name, defamation, everything.
And the lawyers say that, you know, if it gets to litigation, like let's say that the first part, they don't cooperate, give us our, you know, reinstate us to how we were before the hackers got there, it can go into litigation. If it goes into litigation, that means that Facebook has to reveal everything in the back end.
Yes, right? And they don't want that to happen.
They don't want that to happen.
They'll try to keep that on a hush-hush because right. then it's going to reveal that all of these people involved in this whole conspiracy of hacking everybody and destroying people's accounts will come to the surface.
But they know that people aren't going to sue. They know that people don't have the money to do, especially right. in this economy, Will, which is one reason why I think they're doing it to so many people right now, because they know nothing's going to happen to them.
And this is on my front page, UniteAmericaFirst.com, if you want to bless me. If you want to bless me to continue fighting this.
Or you can just become a sponsor, too, of Will's show. You can become a sponsor.
Yeah, you can sponsor my network show right there. There's different opportunities there for you to support me and to help me continue to bring you the news and bring you the information. Everything and anything is a blessing from God, and I'm so thankful to God's people that God put it on your hearts as Christians, as believers, to help me engage in this. I'm like in a unique position because of the way I look, the way I think, who I am, and it is what it is, you know, especially when it comes to Democrats, black and white Democrats. They can't stand the fact that I support President Trump, that I believe in Christ, I love America. They can't stand it. They cannot stand it. So it puts me in a unique position. I didn't ask for this, right? I didn't ask for it. I get so much hate from the left. I get so much hate. And because of what they did to my Facebook, they've taken away just about every bit of my income.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hurtful. It really is. But that's why I continue to push forward. I continue to keep going on. So let me tell you about something that actually helped me. Now, I've talked to people about the Bella Grace, what I've been taking. PamperWithGrace.com. I've been taking that, and it's actually been helping with my hair. My hair has like been growing, but
help with my hot flashes.
Help with Shannon's hot flashes.
They are gone.
But for the past 2 weeks, I've been taking this product called Frequence, and it's on the tip of my tongue. Sync.
Uh-huh.
It's called Sync, uh-huh. right? It's called Sync. I just started taking it. So let me put it this way. When I was a kid, I used to dream all the time. When I got older, became an adult, I don't dream like I used to. I don't have the vivid dreams. Every now and then I have some dreams and I remember the dreams, but ever since I've started taking this Sync by Frequency, and can we put the website on the screen? I started taking this, and I'm about to tell you, I started dreaming like a kid again.
Now, the website you go to Rise.
Can you put that in the chat?
Yeah, Rise.
RiseandVibe.com. 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 So let me tell you how it's helped me. I started taking it, and I'm like, okay, I took it. I'm like, I'm not even feeling anything. Nothing's happening. I'm like, okay. And I was kind of like disappointed. But then I went to sleep. And because Facebook, what they were doing to me, I can't tell you how many sleepless nights I was having. I wasn't eating. I was a wreck because they were taking my name and putting these pornographic images. They were destroying my name. I was a wreck. Well, I've got my page back, thank God. I'm still not monetized on it. I can't even get any stars. And that's why I find it really blessing when people send me the Rumble rants. But after taking the Sync, I'm sleeping through the night and I'm dreaming like crazy. I mean, I look forward to it. I take the Sync and I'm like, oh, I'm going to dream. Because they come in little packets and I squeeze the packet and I take it and I say, oh, I know I'm going to dream now. And like I said, it's not like you have this intoxicating feeling. When I first took it, I'm like, I'm not even feeling anything. Went to sleep. dreaming like crazy, woke up, had to use the restroom, got me a glass of water, laid back down. And most of the time, because my mind is racing because of everything that's happening, for all the stuff that I need to do, most of the time I would be up for 2, 3, 4 hours sometime before I go to sleep for an hour, then have to get up and go to work. Right? You understand? How many of you experiencing that? Wake up through the middle of the night, 3 o'clock, wake up. Oh man. And you're wide awake. And it's like, take forever. 5 o'clock, 5:30 rolling around. Then you finally go to sleep. Then alarm goes off. That was me. I started taking the sink and boom, I wake up, get a glass of water, lay back down. I do this now. I'm going to see how long it's going to take me before I go to sleep. And I go, I'm going to see how long it takes me before to sleep. And next thing I know, I'm waking up hours later. I do not have a problem going back to sleep. This is such an amazing thing to me.
Yeah, and actually their number one product is called Rise, and I have it up there. And basically, this is a mental health supplement. The woman that started this, her daughter was in a mental health crisis, and she wanted something to help her daughter become happier, have a more positive outlook. And this Rise, it's organic mushrooms. And it has some other ingredients in it. It has the lion's mane in it, but it's of the most highly organic mushrooms you can get. And they compare it. They also have a frequency patch on top of it. And basically what this product does is it gives you the nutrients you need for your body to recover. Since we've been taking it, our mental health is different. I look at the trees different. I don't even know what it is. I'm happier.
And it's not like you're hallucinating or anything.
No,
right?
I feel like a kid. Like literally when they say you feel like a kid again, this is a mental health product that makes you feel like a kid again. Like I feel more positive when I wake up in the morning. I had a very hard time when my mother passed away with grieving.
Mm-hmm.
And I carried it with me. For some reason, I can't even explain it, with this product, that somewhat melted away. Like me carrying it melted away. Like
you still care,
of course, but
it's like know that life is still happening.
Right,
you're
like
still
somehow,
alive. You can still appreciate. You can really appreciate everything that's
grounded
in your life.
I feel more grounded. I feel more excited about my day, and that's what this product is all about. It's all about mental health, about feeling better, being better. They've given it to people like moms that have been under a lot of stress. It's amazing what it's doing for people.
I can't, I'm really at awe about it. And you know what, people?
And we wouldn't even tell anybody that we took it. Like, we were like, let's just see, because
I don't want to tell anyone unless I start taking it myself.
This is the only other
product. And then I'm like, this is so amazing.
Really liked.
So put it this way. I like it so much. I was telling my mother about it.
Yeah.
I was telling my mother, said, Mom, you've got to try this.
I was asking her, I said,
do you wake up in the middle of the night? And sometimes you're like tossing and turning and, you're just thinking about everything you need to do and what's going on and you can't go back to sleep until hours later. And she goes, yeah. I said, this sink made the difference for me. I'm telling y'all, what I was going through with Facebook and what I'm still going through with Facebook is just devastating. I mean, it was part of my livelihood. I was making a living from doing it.
Yeah.
My livelihood. And they like just took it all away. And so stressful. But being able to take this and being able to get a good night's sleep, and I'm in that REM sleep where I'm dreaming. I don't know if maybe y'all don't like the dream when y'all sleeping. Because they say when you're dreaming, you're in that REM sleep when your body's actually
getting
the rest
it needs.
That's
actually one of the number one things that people are saying. They take the Rise and they take the sink at night, and they're during the day.
Oh, my goodness.
They have more positive outlook.
What?
And you don't get tired during the day.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
It replaces coffee.
When I take
it replaces caffeine.
Yeah.
It
when I take when I take
stuff.
The Rise, a lot of times when I'm getting ready to do the show, I'm like, man, I'm already tired. I'm like, man, am I going to be able to do this? I'm like tired. Because I do my Lindell TV show, and then I do the LFA TV, and then I do some interviews throughout the day. And I'm like, man, I'm just so tired. But now I'm like bouncing off the walls. Bouncing off the wall. So,
but not in a jittery way. In a
in a jittery way. I don't have those shakes or anything. Like I said, when I first did it, I was like, I'm not, is it working? And then next thing I know, I'm just happy.
King King Watt said, sleep near your Bible. Actually, we do a Bible study before we go to sleep, and our Bibles are next to our bed every single night.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, that's it for us, Will.
Yep, that is it, everybody.
But we will
Thank
be
you so
here
much.
Tomorrow.
Yep, I'll be here tomorrow. Please, please tune in. I'm going to probably do another short video on Facebook again, just letting everybody know, just in case. But you can set mobile alarms on your phone for 7 p.m. You know, 7 p.m. Sometimes I run a little late, but 7 p.m. Central.
Yeah, 7:15.
7 p.m. Central, I will be live here on Rumble. I'm going to start doing it like this because Facebook. So now I can be free and speak what I want to say here and don't have to worry about it on Facebook. I'm not getting the vaccine. You see that? I get to say it here. I get to say it. I'm not getting it.
There's only two genders, women and men.
There's only two genders.
You can say that here.
Yep, I can say that here and I have to worry about it. So with that said, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Please hit the thumbs up. Let me look one more time. Let me see. We're at 118. Thank you so much. I mean, there's over 400 people on here right now. There should be 400 likes on this video, at least.
Maybe they don't
likes.
Like you, Will.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Quite possible.
Maybe.
Sometimes I'm a likable guy. Sometimes.
I would think so.
Yeah. All right, everybody. God bless. See you tomorrow.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.